sharpen a knife on that perhaps you would have in your pocket?
Wet rock.
Oh, I suppose it were a big one that you'd have outside. Should I step on these when I see
them? Yes. Okay. It'd be a grind rock.
All right, now that was the kind you maybe turned.
Turned. And kept watering the little trough, you know, to keep from getting hot.
You sharpened plows or something on those, mm-hmm. Didn't you?
Right.
All right. To keep a car running, you have to change the oil and do all these things to it. And you're talking about you're going to lubricate the car. You might be something else you might say. You might say, I'm going over to get the car
greased.
All right. And if you're talking about going to do this, you would say, the mechanic is going to grease my car. He's going to
grease my car.
All right, when he was all done, his hands were all covered, and they were just so greasy. All right.
Go find my little boy's ready back soon.
Oh, you mentioned in the lamp that they burn kerosene. Do you hear that called coal oil?
Coal oil.
Which is one an older term than another?
Yes, it is. It was back when we were kids, it was called coal oil.
But
I suppose it's made from coal. I imagine it was extracted coal. I don't know.
I never thought about that before.
I thought it was C-O-A-L. Coal. O-I-L-O-L. So it probably was. I don't know.
But it was called coal oil.
You'd be more likely
now
to say kerosene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
if you were talking about
a
kerosene,
I would never say coal oil. Well, I never think of it, you know, anymore.
I know that you said oil. Kerosene. Did you ever see anyone make a torch, say maybe a makeshift torch made with a rag and a bottle?
Yes, we did that. We'd run out of coal oil. We usually used a bucket.
A bucket?
We'd fill a bucket with sand. Put some of the splinters, you know, started with a splinter, make those kind of torches, or we make torches to burn the caterpillars out of the pecan trees.
Oh, yeah.
Do that.
Did you ever hear any kind of a torch called a flambeau?
No.
Okay. Ooh. Inside a tire, now they don't have them, but they used to have rubber inner
tubes.
Okay. I'm sure that around here they have a lot of boats of various kinds.
Yes.
When you're talking about putting a boat in the water for the first time, you say they're going to
launch it.
Right? When I say a rowboat to you, now, would this have a round bottom or a flat bottom?
It'd have a flat bottom.
All right, would it be square on the end of the front end or pointed on the front end?
Well, it could be either.
Either one?
Mm-hmm.
Would the name change?
No. Usually a rowboat, one end is square and the other end is pointed.
I see.
Now a canoe is pointed at each end. That would be a canoe.
It wouldn't have a flat bottom though.
No. No, it wouldn't have.
Alright. Do they have any kind of boat down here they call a bateau?
No, I never heard of it.
Alright. And do they ever use P-row in this area? A P-row?
Yeah, I used to hear the older people talk about the P-row.
Do you know what they look like?
Yes, that's just a thing scooped out. That's just like you saw a dead tree down, and they used to hew them out. It's what they call hewing them out, you know, chop it out and get it out like that, and that was called a P row. They put them over.
They roll those? Or?
Yeah, they roll them down the rivers and places.
I see.
All
right. If you were giving, say, your daughter her clothes in the morning to get her ready for school, you might say, now here